producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us saw the movie The Martian a while back, when it was last year. Okay, Matt Damon's character, Mark Watney, was stranded on Mars, and he had to eat something. And so he had potatoes, and, you know, if you take a potato and you stick it in some soil and water, you could grow more potato. So what ended up happening is he needed some fertilizer, so he went, and oh, am I telling the movie? Oh, come on, if you guys haven't seen the movie, that's your fault. He got some fertilizer from the other people's poop, and he grew some potatoes, and he ate the potatoes. Okay, I'm not really ruining the movie, but he ate potatoes, okay? Potatoes are pretty healthy. They got potassium. They got carbs. They're yummy. And I'm sure he was sick of potatoes, but that's what he lived on. Well, now we have an Australian 36-year-old, Andrew Taylor, and he wants to improve his health and try a study where he just eats nothing but potatoes. He's trying to lose weight, and he wants to train himself to see food as fuel rather than comfort and entertainment. So he has decided, he's Australian, to eat nothing but potatoes for a year. He says, I'm being supervised by a doctor and dietitian and getting supervised by a doctor. I'm getting all the nutrients I need by eating potatoes. So, Dr. Jenny Jackson, who writes for The Conversation as a nutrition and dietetics lecturer at Glasgow Caledonian University, says he may not get enough energy. He may get enough energy, but will lack essential nutrients. He won't get B12. He won't get zinc. He won't get omega-3. The deficiency in vitamins and minerals could unfortunately cause reduced immunity, could cause him to have anemia, could cause irreversible nerve damage. So he's already a month into the diet. He posted a photo on Facebook with some unfinished mashed potato on his plate. He already lost 10 kilograms, so close to 20 pounds in the first month, has increased energy levels, and according to his doctor, has decreased the chance of developing diabetes. What about getting fat? You still need fat. Now, they say eating about 3 kilograms or about, 6.5 pounds of potatoes a day, right? 3 kilograms, about 6.5 pounds of potatoes a day will give you 2,000 kilocalories, which is a reasonable amount for a man. You know, how many calories do people need? You know, women could be anywhere from 1,400 to 1,800, men 1,600 to 2,200, 2,400, you know, depending on their activity. So if you eat 3 kilograms of potatoes a day, it'll give you your 2,000 calories. But what about a 120-kilogram man who needs 90 grams of protein? Okay, how much protein will this give him? So you see him already start to lose weight. He doesn't look happy. The dog doesn't look happy. He's got to get protein from other sources, okay? And you need fat in your diet. Fat aids in the absorption of the absorbing the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. So if he's not getting any fat, he's not going to be able to. I don't believe there's any fat in potatoes. I have to double check. Oh, they're low in fat. They got about 9 grams per 3 kilograms. How is he going to be able to take in his other vitamins? Now, what do fats do? Well, they help with the structure in cell membranes. They help with hormones. They help control blood pressure. And then, you know, we look at the vitamins. Now, you know, let me see what else they have here. I'm trying to look at the vitamins. They say Mr. Taylor is going to get enough thiamine, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, and copper. Some of you are pulling out your multivitamin and reading the label now. And keep in mind, if he cooks the potatoes, he may lose some of those vitamins. He could also get vitamin A and E, iron, and calcium if he includes sweet potatoes, they say. No vitamin D, though, and no B12. So, he could get vitamin D if he's out in the sun, but B12 you usually need to get from beef, meat, you know, other sorts of animal sources. They say prolonged deficiency will result in pernicious anemia, and that can unfortunately cause nerve damage. His diet is only going to give him about 5 milligrams of zinc, but he needs about 9.5 milligrams of zinc a day. What happens if you don't have zinc? Well, it could start to mess with your immunity. It says, when you have, tissues that have constant turnover, like your mouth, intestine, skin, zinc helps maintain your immunity during your turnover and helps you maintain new linings. That could be an issue. He can even lose his taste buds. They say he may also lose chloride, selenium, iodide, and the levels will depend on the soil his potatoes are grown. He may need to use an iodine-enriched salt to help him get more chlorine and iodine, sodium chloride. He could get the chloride in the salt and then the iodine, but not get enough selenium. If he doesn't get enough of that as well as his iodine, he could have issues with his thyroid. That could affect his thyroid. So, for a whole year, I am a little nervous. I do not foresee him being able to do that well. I am a little nervous. They say potatoes can have solanine. This is being reported by stuff.co.newzealand. And they say solanine is a glycoalkaloid poison. The amount, I guess, in potatoes is generally low, but many times they could produce, depending on the light they get in storage conditions, more solanine. Small quantities of that could give you nausea, vomiting, cramps, fever, dizziness, headaches, and convulsions. See, how do people go to work when they're doing this? You know, here's my problem. I mean, when I eat crappily, all right, it's not because I'm always craving the food. It's I don't have time in between work to sit down with a salad, to sit down and you know, another thing is I'll be like, you know what, I need some caffeine. I need a little bit of sugar. It'll get me through the day. I have to work. So a lot of times what I eat helps me get through the day. I am wondering how he's going to do. I don't think we know anything about his job or what he, you know. So all the power to him. Good luck with this, but I'm not optimistic. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many people want to come to this wonderful country of ours, and I don't blame you. And we're flattered the fact that you want to come to our country, and we hope you do. We hope you become a legal resident, a legal immigrant, and then a citizen of our great country. That's how my family came here. And if we didn't have a path to citizenship in America, my family, who knows where they would be right now. I might not have ever been born. And so I am very, very grateful that my father could come here, meet my mom, have me, and I've already, you know, spilled the beans on all the details on how they conceived me, so we don't have to go there. But so I'm grateful. So I mean, I'm for people coming to this country legally and being able to make life, you know, free of persecution, having freedom, religious, you know, freedom to believe and be who you are. It's a wonderful country. God bless us all, and thank God, you know, we have this country and it exists, and God protects it. Now, that being said, you can't come here if you're going to infect other people. Back in the Ellis Island days, there were multiple diseases that would preclude you from coming. If you were sick, if you had leprosy, if you had tuberculosis, they would test you for trachoma? I don't think it was glaucoma. I think it was trachoma. But they were looking for diseases that you could spread to others that could unfortunately hurt their country. I mean, a lot of what we're dealing with Zika and Ebola when we talk about, diseases starting, let's say, in Africa or another country and then coming, you know, now it's easy for people to bring illness here. You know, when we were worried about Ebola, we could fly and, across the continent or fly across the world, come to the States, infect other people. And so we understand the magnification of it. Well, they understood the levity of the situation back then as well. And so if you were going to come to this country, they had no qualms about sending you right back. Well, there's been a list of diseases currently that prevent you from coming to the United States. Well, right now they've decided to ease up and they've dropped three of them. There's sexually transmitted diseases called granuloma inguinal, chancroid or shank, I used to always call it chancroid, so I've been mispronouncing it, and lymphogranuloma venereum. No longer considered diseases of public health significance. Why? Because these are lesions on the genitals and now they could be treated with antibiotics. They said starting the next couple months, if you're an immigrant and you have any of those, you could come in. All right. However, if you have syphilis, if you have gonorrhea, if you have tuberculosis, if you have leprosy, no. Now, President Obama has taken HIV off the inadmissible list at the beginning of his administration. I'm surprised that it doesn't say Ebola on this list. That's a little confusing. But anyway, I don't think they're updating the list as often as they should. So the Department of Health and Human Services has taken these three sexually transmitted diseases off the list. Started 2 months. If you have the chancroid, charcroid, granuloma inguinal, or the lymphogranuloma venereum, you can come. Would like to have you. Sores and lesions on the genitalia. Sometimes you get big lymph glands with this. You could have sores, open wounds, but they are treatable with antibiotics. I don't think I've seen a case of any of them since training. However, syphilis, gonorrhea, tuberculosis, and leprosy, no. They will not let you in. In a report on the new rule, HHS officials say the decision came after it was found that treatment for the three illnesses was below $100 million and not economically significant. $100 million is just chump change. So the new rule was announced. It has been met with some criticism. Anti-immigrationists, they say, including the Center for Immigration Studies, have shown concern. So your granuloma inguinal, it's a bacteria disease, okay? And then the chancroid causes painful sores. Your granuloma inguinal are usually painless. The chancroid are usually more painful, okay? See, I think they mispronounced it with an R. I used to call it chancroid. So you'll see it spelled charcroid. Doesn't make sense. I've never heard of that. So it's a bacterial infection. It causes painful sores. You could pass it sexually. Again, antibiotics. Lymphogranuloma venereum, that's where your lymph nodes swell. It's an infection that affects the lymph nodes in the pelvic area. Again, you have to hit it with antibiotics. Sometimes you have to drain it. Unfortunately, this could cause some major, major complications, as any STD could. So you want to hit it hard and quick. So, I looked up which health issues could make you inadmissible to the United States. And a lawyer had written on the site, it's called NOLO.com, and had talked about how if you don't have your required vaccinations, if you have a physical or mental disorder that causes you to engage in behavior that might be harmful to yourself or others, if you have a history of drug abuse or addiction, if you have ever been diagnosed with an alcohol or drug-related health issue, a record of alcohol or drug-related arrests or criminal offenses can result in your being found inadmissible on health grounds. There are waivers available for all health-related grounds of inadmissibility except drug abuse and addiction. So they talk about how your health-related inadmissibility will be discovered. Immigration officials review your answers to questions about your health when you, apply for your visa or green card application. I'm not sure about what all is tested in the medical examination. They said the physician will review your medical record, vaccinations, chest x-rays, lab results will perform a physical examination. My guess is they would probably do some of the testing, okay? Because, you know, you do get examined. But see, now you know why a lot of people sneak over. You know, they don't want to go get the exam. I can't get my regular U.S. citizens to come to me for a physical. Okay, you think we're going to get everybody to come in for an exam by somebody that's not the regular doctor? Anyway, so if you have cholera, plague, smallpox, yellow fever, certain quarantinable diseases won't let you. So even though they didn't bring up Ebola, you have Ebola, you're not going to get in, okay? We talked about leprosy, tuberculosis, pandemic flu. The physician conducting your medical exam will ask you about certain diseases, the countries you lived in and traveled to. And then, of course, it looks like they will do blood tests on you and chest x-ray. Chest x-ray can help them look for tuberculosis, pneumonia, etc. Not that pneumonia would disallow you. And then having a physical or mental disorder. Ground for disability. Okay, if you have ever tried to kill yourself, if you have attempted pedophilia, if you've attempted to hurt somebody, threatened to kill somebody, if you've had harmful behavior, you may not get it. If you have mental illness without a history of harmful behavior, you could get in. So if you suffer from depression, if you suffer from anxiety, they'll let you in. You know, I would love to see some of the reports of how they looked at this and how they dealt with this back on Ellis Island when you didn't have blood tests. I mean, you know, the doctors would examine you. They'd look at the mouth, they'd look at the eyes, they'd look at, you know, but they didn't have blood tests. They didn't have x-rays. And, you know, they had to use their senses, you know, smell, sight, listen, etc. And people would be so worried that they went through that whole trip, went through that whole expensive, long, exhausting trip to come to America just to be turned away because they were sick. But that's what we were able to do back then. I mean, it wasn't, considered politically incorrect. We had new lands. We could not jeopardize the people living here with other people's diseases. We couldn't do that. And so it's amazing how now, you know, there's lawyers that could get involved. We want people coming here, but we do have to protect everybody. It's a shame because a lot of people come here, you know, to get medical care. You know, it's a tough case all around. History of drug abuse or addiction will bar you from entering the U.S. on health grounds. Drug abuse is broadly defined, they say, to mean anything beyond mere experimenting. Experimenting is considered just one use, but anything beyond non-medicinal use of controlled substance will be considered drug abuse. The physician giving the medical exam will administer a drug test. Now, I agree with that. Drug testing, I agree you need to pass your drug test before you come here. Okay? And I mean, think about it, people. If you want to come to the States, okay, clean up a little bit, all right? If you have any drug or alcohol-related arrests or convictions on your record, you may want to consult with an immigration attorney. Vaccinations. Applicants for green cards or immigrant visas are required to be vaccinated against the flu, measles, mumps, rubella. There's a vaccination requirement list. Influenza will be required if you're coming to the United States during flu season between October and March. They say definitely bring your vaccination record. Adopted children under the age of 10 that are not required to have their vaccines before they enter the United States, but they need to get their vaccines within the first month. You have to show you're vaccinated against polio, tetanus, pertussis, hemophilus, influenza, hepatitis, and any other sort of preventable disease. All right, guys, that's the scoop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you in stack right now?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we talk about mental health a lot, and we really don't know, I don't think we see with any of the political candidates any particular plan. You know, they talk about here, there's an article from NBC News where the 2016 candidates stand on mental health issues. And I don't think we've really gotten to hear in many of the debates any of their plans. I think a lot of their plans have been very broad. You'll hear maybe Trump have a deeper economic plan. The economic plan is always easy for them to, usually right off the bat, they come up with that. With the foreign policy plan, they have to be kind of careful, because they don't want other people to listen, and they don't want people to steal their idea, or they don't want, you know, when they talk about Putin, or they talk about ISIS, they don't want them to go, oh, wait a second, that's their plan, well, then I'll change. So, you know, they can't really talk about that. But, you know, a lot of people have concerns about how are we going to handle the violence in America. And most of the violence is caused by some sort of mental issue. They say 1 in 5 Americans experience mental illness each year. And to me, there's more. If somebody decides to kill somebody, if somebody decides to rape somebody, that person is not of their full mental capacity. Okay, they're sick. There's something wrong with them. So they say 1 in 5 Americans experience mental illness each year. I think we have, when you look at people committing crimes, probably a much higher percentage. They say in an election cycle, it's often dominated by economy, national security, so mental health gets very little exposure. And that's what I had said. So a lot of times the issues have been brought up on mass shootings. And then whenever we see a mass shooting or whenever we see assault on people, immediately they go to guns. And I can understand they'll talk about the weapon, but what about the person that decided to drive their car into a bunch of tourists walking down the street on the strip? Or what about somebody who decides to wield a knife or strangle or drown their kids in the bathtub? Okay, there's a lot of horrific deaths. We're watching the O.J. Simpson story on FX. A knife. That was a knife. Okay? I don't particularly know what the gun laws are in Brentwood. My guess is it's, a gun-free zone. So the murder that happened to Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman with a knife. So, are we discussing the issue that we need to? Well, not really. I don't think people know what to say politically. Remember, right now these candidates have to further their political careers so they get to get into office. So meanwhile, a lot of the issues would like to know how they plan on handling gets kind of brushed to the side. They say the heroin epidemic has provided an opportunity for candidates to talk about drug addiction and mental health. Bernie Sanders and John Kasich have been arguing about the nation's prison system, and we shouldn't be using the prison system as a substitute for treatment of somebody on heroin or drugs, etc. They talk about mental health when they talk about the Department of Veteran Affairs, how the candidates are promising to reform the agency and give veterans access to proper care, including mental health. But again, I mean, you just don't see a clear-cut, this is a great plan. Hillary Clinton and John Kasich are vocal advocates for mental health care when they talk about this as a stand-alone crisis. But again, I don't know any specifics. They say Clinton has called for mental health to be treated with parity to physical health issues, and she criticized the Iowa state governor for closing 2 of the states for mental hospitals. Kasich says that he wants to, he hopes that his Medicaid expansion helps treat the mentally ill. But what are we doing to actually do something about it? Okay, do we need more hospitals? I think having plenty of, state hospitals I would be a start. But what about the people that don't think they're mentally ill? What about the people that have violent streaks, that have the potential to kill somebody, that do not feel they belong there? You know, a lot of people, like what was it? Was it John Hinckley Jr.? You know, his decision to try and kill the president, try and assassinate President Reagan, was not, I'm suffering from a problem, I have mental health issues, I can't get help, so I'm going to go after the president. Okay, he had delusions. Of Jodie Foster, delusions of grandeur, I'm going to be, among, heroes like Lee Harvey Oswald. These people think they are as sane as anything else. And I don't know how the candidates are supposed to approach it. So according to NBC News, they broke down what each candidate has said. Dr. Ben Carson, he said, we do not provide the requisite support or finances for the mentally ill in this country, and we clearly have to address that because it has a domino effect. Every mentally ill person is not living in isolation. They affect other people around them, and there are a lot of facilities in this country that are sitting empty where we could very easily be providing the appropriate care. So that's what he brought up in New York. Hillary Clinton said there's mental health and substance abuse, both of which are incredibly expensive, heart-wrenching, and in many ways unaddressed in communities across our country. We're supposed to have parity. That means if you have a mental health problem, you're supposed to get it taken care of just as if you had a physical problem. There shouldn't be any distinction, because the more we learn about genetics, the more we learn about the way the body works, and we know there are connections don't we? And we have argued very hard to remove the stigma on mental health. Okay, she spoke about that when she was in Henderson, Nevada. All right, she makes a point. Ted Cruz. It's sad to see the Democrats take a horrific crime and try to use it as an excuse not to go after people with serious mental illness or people who are repeat felons or criminals, but rather try to use it as an excuse to take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Again, a point. When somebody is that mentally off, where they decide to kill people, all right, controlling guns is not dealing with the root of the problem. Okay, I still don't understand how people with mental illness are getting guns. I don't understand how felons are getting guns. I don't understand how illegal immigrants are getting weapons. I don't understand that. So I would like to see that improved. But again, who's finding these people that want to kill people? I mean, who's, you know, jumping in? You know, they were talking about how the San Bernardino killers, there were signs and nobody wanted to say anything in fear of looking like they were stereotyping. Or what's the word for it that nobody wants to do, as we were talking about the TSA, no one wants to profile. All right? I mean, if you hear anything that's suspicious, okay, report it. Okay? Let the authorities decide if it's nothing, okay? So John Kasich says, when you help people who people normally in politics run over, people notice. Here's what I mean. You know how easy it is in politics to ignore the resources you need for the mentally ill? It's really easy. They don't have a hobby. They don't have any power. So he said, don't ignore those that don't have the power. Marco Rubio says there's a stigma associated with it. We have to remove it. Mental health is no different than any other disease. You didn't do anything wrong. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It happens. And people at any age who have it deserve access to treatment, quality treatment, quickly. And we as a society should not stigmatize. Very good. Bernie Sanders said, I think we need a revolution in mental health. He loves the word revolution. And that revolution is about making sure that the many thousands of people who are walking the streets of America today who are suicidal or homicidal get the help they need. And they get it now, not 2 months from now. And then Donald Trump. We have a tremendous mental health problem, he writes. We're closing places all over the world. All over the country, they're closing. Nobody's doing anything about that. All they want to do is blame the guns, and it's not the gun that pulls the trigger. So, okay. So at least they're passionate about it. All right. I still don't know what the answer is. You know, they were talking about right now allowing immigrants to come in. These are people legally coming in, how they will screen if you have a mental issue that could harm others. If you have OCD and you aren't harming anybody else, that's fine. You'll come in. But if you have, you know, tendencies where you want to, you know, burn people's houses down or you want to strangle or rape somebody, no, you're not going to get in. But how are they screening for this? Do you intend to kill anybody? Nope. Now, you know, very interesting. Some mentally ill patients will admit to that. Yeah, I do want to kill somebody. I can't stand my ex-wife. I want to kill her. Sometimes they will say that. You got to take that seriously. Anybody says they're going to kill somebody, you have to take it seriously. And for those of you that get mad, that say they want to run people off the road or they want to, from here on out, you're going to be taken seriously like it's a real threat. So watch it. Don't be saying that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they think, for those of us that have irritable bowel syndrome and headaches, there may be a genetic link. All right? Headaches and irritable bowel syndrome, very, very common. I have irritable bowel. I have headaches. That would really, really stink to think that that's just something in my genes, because I'd really like to one day cure it. And I don't really want to live on Excedrin migraine any more than I have to. But the findings might help point to new treatments for all disorders, according to Dr. Daria Uludus said in a news release from the American Academy of Neurology. She's from Istanbul in Turkey. The study looked at 107 people with migraine, 53 with tension-type headache, 107 with irritable bowel syndrome, and 53 without any of the conditions. Oh, those lucky buggers. Anyway, they say people with migraine were twice as likely as those with tension headache to have irritable bowel syndrome. 54% versus 28% respectively of the people with irritable bowel syndrome, 38 had migraine, 24 also had tension headache. Really quickly, irritable bowel syndrome is where you got abdominal pain, you got cramping, you got bloating, you got gas. You'll either constipate between, or you'll alternate between constipation and diarrhea. And it's very frustrating. It's kind of a diagnosis of exclusion. There's no blood test. There's no colonoscopy. There's no test to say that's what you have. You will usually get a colonoscopy because we want to make sure that the bloating and the symptoms you're having isn't from anything else, like colon cancer or gastric cancer or from colitis or Crohn's or celiac. So you'll be tested for a variety of things, but there's really no blood test. So when people say, yeah, I was tested and I was positive for irritable bowel syndrome, no, there's no test for that. So what ends up happening is you could eat something and you could have a stressful day or the weather could change and all of a sudden, you know, you have different bowel issues. You don't have predictable bowels. And irritable bowel syndrome is pretty uncomfortable. You know, and some of us know that we're going to go for days having issues, you know, and, you know, you try to eat more fiber, you try to decrease the stress, it doesn't work. I mean, it just is so frustrating. So anyway, and you all have heard, you know, me complain about my irritable bowel. You know, your migraines versus tension headaches. Tension headaches happen when you're either stressed or when you have, I don't know, usually tension headaches feel like, you know, a certain part of the head that, you know, aches. It's not as bad as a migraine, but you feel like you want to rub your head, to work it out. It kind of feels like a muscle that's tense. You feel like you need to just kind of calm down, take yourself away from the situation, let it go away. And it's just kind of like, okay, you're giving me a headache. Migraine is different. Migraine is where you feel like there is a knife in your head. Migraines are very uncomfortable. They could come with auras, you know, where you have visual issues you have an opening act, okay, before the concert. Migraines could come with that. And you get this opening act and you are like, okay, I need to run because this is going to be bad. So, we don't know why people get migraines. We assume, well, maybe it's, you know, a headache that turns bad, maybe it's genetic, but we still don't understand why you get them and the best way to cure them, all right? We also don't understand why you get irritable bowel. So what researchers did is they focused on genetics, and they looked at the serotonin transporter gene and the serotonin receptor 2A gene. The study authors found that people with irritable bowel syndrome, migraine, or tension headache had at least one gene that differed from those people that didn't have any of the disorders. So the findings were released at a presentation in Vancouver last week, and the data and conclusions should be considered preliminary. Now they're looking to see, okay, well, you know, is this a genetic thing? I don't know what we would do with that if that's the case, but it's nice to know that this isn't my fault. Everybody's like, well, Dahlia, you know, you ate so much chocolate, that's why you have irritable bowel. I got to tell you something. Whenever I eat dietetic chocolate or diabetic chocolate, chocolate without sugar, that has the sugar substitutes, I get irritable bowel. If I drink diet soda, I don't. So there's something they put in fake chocolate that does not sit well with me. Now, just because you have a food intolerance doesn't mean you have irritable bowel. But man, I am irritable when my bowel is irritable, so I will just go with it. You know how I told you guys that when kids are going to school, rather than a block of time for PE, they should every day have exercise. Maybe English teacher takes them out for a walk. So while they're walking around the campus, the teacher is reading them the poetry. Remember we had to sit there and listen to Longfellow and you're sitting there on the desk and you're falling asleep? What if you learn better? I had suggested this. What if you're walking when this is happening? Well, finally, somebody's listening, and they say kids may learn more when they exercise during lessons. Thank you. A small Dutch study finally agrees with Dr. Dahlia. Researchers work with 500 children in the second and third grade, giving half of them traditional lessons while the rest got instruction supplemented with physical activity. And this was done during math and language lessons. After 2 years, children who got the physically active lessons had significantly higher scores in math and spelling than peers who did not exercise during class. Previous research showed effects of recess and physical activity breaks. They think that the integration of physical activity into academic lessons will result in brighter effects on academic achievement. Now, think about it. You got to sit there and listen to a poem, okay? Or Shakespeare, okay? You know, going through Macbeth, and you're like, all right, well, I don't think I'm really getting this. Well, what if you guys are walking when that all happens? What if you guys are just all, you know, walking and no, you can't be in the back of the group giggling. Every time we went outside, I would go to the back, to hang out with my friends and chew bubble gum. No. I mean, you really have to actually exercise. What if you all stood up during the lesson? What if you had to stand up when you were getting the lesson? What about something like that? What if you had to do certain repetitive, movements with your body? Anyway. To assess the potential for exercise to influence learning, they developed a curriculum that matched typical lessons of the academic subject matter, but they added the physical activity, and they tested it in 12 different schools. Lessons involved constant practice and repetition reinforced by body movements. So children jumped in place 8 times to solve the multiplication problem 2 times 4. Oh, I would pee. Oh man, I could not jump. Children in the exercise group received 22 weeks of instruction 3 times a week during two school years. The lessons were 30 minutes long, evenly split. Math tests focused on speed. Not much performance, but they, in terms of the physical active group, but after 2 years, children who received exercise-based instruction had higher scores on the math speed exam, like the time test, than the students who did it. All right, so I won't go into all this, but it looked like it worked. So I love the idea of getting the kids out of the desks, because you'd fall asleep in class, especially after lunch. After lunch was a tough time. I would just, even for me now, I mean, after lunch, I am ready for bed. And so it makes sense to, shake it up a little bit. So I like the idea. I think exercise needs to be introduced to these kids much different than it is. Rather than, all right, you have PE, and then once you're done with PE by sophomore year of high school, you're done with exercising. Exercise is just a part of every day. You can't brush your teeth, or you can't go to bed without brushing your teeth. You can't go to work without taking a shower. You can't finish your day without having exercise. And exercise shouldn't be looked upon as a separate act. This is just a part of what you do. It's automatic, where you don't have to think about it. Remember I told you how we got to stop it with the choices? We're giving people too many choices, and they think they don't have to exercise. They don't have to do certain things. No, that's baloney. Okay? Exercise, that just, I mean, if you want to live longer, you got to be active. You got to move. You got to know how to hike. You got to know how to lift weights. You have to know how to operate gym equipment. You have to walk the dog. It's not a choice to walk the dog. The dog needs to be walked. There's no choice to that. Okay? So these are things that I think needs to be done. Another thing that I like the idea of is apparently there's providers that are in an adoption agency in New York City cuddling the little babies before they get adopted. I think that's really cool. If you want a volunteer activity, call your local orphanage and see if these babies need hugs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.